This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply a billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting a billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Regulators authorized AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for use in adults throughout the European Union on Friday. Amid criticism, the bloc is not moving fast enough to vaccinate its population. The European Medicines Agency's expert committee unanimously recommended the vaccine to be used in people 18 and over, though concerns had been raised that not enough data exists to prove it works in older people. The shot is the third COVID-19 vaccine given the green light by the EMA after ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. Both were authorized for all adults. The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines, warning that we will not end the pandemic anywhere until we end it everywhere. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed that vaccines were a limited resource at present. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political goals, but it's ultimately short-sighted and self-defeating. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden and Russia's leader had discussed an extension of the nuclear accord. The New START treaty was going to expire on February 5th. President Putin signed a five-year extension that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Russia's parliament. Addressing the World Economic Forum via video link on Wednesday, Putin hailed the decision to extend the treaty while warning of global instability that he compared to the situation of the 1930s. The treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Arms control advocates urge the countries to start negotiating follow-up agreements. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States is extending the temporary legal residency status for nearly 7,000 people from Syria. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Temporary status allows foreign citizens to stay in the U.S. if they lack some other form of legal residency and come from a country meeting certain criteria that makes it dangerous to return. The Department of Homeland Security says Syria's civil war meets that criteria, citing the deliberate targeting of civilians, the use of chemical weapons, and the scarcity of food and water. Temporary protected status for Syria had been set to expire on March 31st. The extension adds another 18 months. It covers Syrian citizens as well as people without other nationalities who last resided in Syria and allows about 1,800 new applicants to the program. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Confirmation of the origins of the new coronavirus is likely to take years. AP's Charles de Ledesma tells why.
The WHO mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. The Geneva-based team says all hypotheses are on the table as the team follows the science in their work to understand the origins of the COVID-19 virus. Pinning down an outbreak's animal reservoir typically requires exhaustive research, including taking animal samples and genetic analysis. One possibility is that a wildlife poacher might have passed the virus to traders who carried it to Wuhan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
John Chaney, one of the nation's leading black coaches and a commanding figure during a Hall of Fame basketball career at Temple, died Friday. He was 89. Chaney led Temple to 17 NCAA tournament appearances in 24 seasons, including five NCAA regional finals. He had 741 wins as a college coach. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.